the Sharp 600 brought to you by Covers.com. My name is Joe Fortenball. This is episode 150 of the podcast, your NFL Week 10 preview. Thanks so much for joining us today. As always, it is greatly appreciated. We will head to Vegas in just a few minutes to get the scoop on everything that's been taking place behind the scenes in the buildup to Sunday's action. But first, as always with our NFL preview, we begin with your six-point teaser of the week. We are cooking. Last week, we told you to tease Pittsburgh from 3 up to 9 over Baltimore. Steelers won that game outright. We told you to take New England and tease them down to +1 over Green Bay for that Sunday night football matchup. And New England hammered the Packers. Our six-point teaser play of the week is now 7-2 on the season. This week, we're going to take two favorites once again. Take the Philadelphia Eagles, who are playing on Sunday night, tease them from 7-1 against the Dallas Cowboys. In the other half of the equation, take the Los Angeles Chargers, tease them from 10-4 as they're at Oakland against the Raiders. It's been an up-and-down season for the defending champs, but this is Sunday night football at Lincoln Financial Field, off a bye week against a hated rival with a lousy coach playing on a short week following that humiliating Monday night home loss to the Tennessee Titans. So we've got a situational edge for Philadelphia and a coaching edge for Philadelphia. Additionally, the Eagles are 8-0, both straight up and against the spread, off a bye when facing a divisional opponent. But the big kicker as to why we love Philly this week was revealed in episode 148, and will be brought up again at the end of this podcast in our pick section. Hint, hint, we like the Eagles straight up as well. As for the Chargers, this one is a no-brainer. The Raiders have quit on both head coach John Gruden and the season, as evidenced by that embarrassing display 2 Thursdays ago against the San Francisco 49ers. Oakland has lost 4 straight, failing to cover the number each time, while averaging a pathetic 11 points per game during that stretch. Meanwhile, the Bolts have won 5 straight and are 11-4 against the spread over their last 15 trips to Oakland. So to recap, this week's six-point teaser features the Eagles, teased from 7-1, and the Chargers, teased from 10-4. All right, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Now, they're going to start odd, and then they're going to get more and more obvious. Do you like monkeys with knives? Like I said, this is intriguing, but perhaps a bit odd. Do you like sports gaming? Now we're starting to warm up. Do you like winning money? Now we're there. Then check out monkeyknifefight.com. That's monkeyknifefight.com. It's the new 100% legal gaming site that everybody's talking about. They have dozens of games and chances to win. Games like Over Under, where you win if you nail 2 player-based props, or hit 5 props, and the winnings even bigger. So play now. Enter the promo code COVERS and get a $5 free game and an exclusive instant deposit match up to $100. That's the promo code COVERS. And if you go into the bio of this podcast, the link is right there. Click the link, use the promo code COVERS. Boom. That's monkeyknifefight.com, monkeyknifefight.com.
Vegas.
Professional bettor and handicapper. You can find him at wagertalk.com and pretty much any good Italian restaurant or steakhouse in Las Vegas. On Twitter at Marco in Vegas, Marco D'Angelo joining us here on the Sharp 600. Buddy, congratulations to your Steelers last night. A thorough dismantling of the Panthers. I'd imagine you enjoyed that game quite a bit.
Well, you know, I would have, Joe, but, you know, when you have a wife, sometimes you make sacrifices, and fortunately for me, she's a big rodeo fan. I bought tickets to the rodeo and didn't look at the schedule and see that the Steelers were playing on a Thursday night. My bad, but, you know, hey, you got to make the wife happy, right?
Not only that, you had already told me you went to the rodeo, so I intentionally set that question up that way to get you to admit to it on air.
Thanks, Joe. You're a buddy.
Let's jump into your specialty. You're one of my favorite guys in the business to talk to when it comes to all things betting, especially horse racing. But we're going to focus today
on week 10 in the NFL. Now, last week, all we heard about was how bad the books got crushed by the betting public. Do you see any sort of over adjustments being made to this week's lines?
Well, the favorites are going to continue to keep rising until we find that, you know, high-level watermark that's going to, you know, balance the books for them. It's been really, last week was the worst, Joe, but honestly, every book that I've talked to, this is going on three Sundays in the NFL now that the books have not fared well. And especially, you know, they're winning all these favorites to keep covering the big ones. And then guys that love the teasers, man, the teasers are working both ways this year. So it's not been good for the books, but let's not start a GoFundMe account for them just yet.
We have quite a few sizable road favorites this week. Let's start with New Orleans laying 5.5 against Cincinnati. I know the Bengals aren't in the upper tier of NFL football teams, but damn, the Saints coming off a very difficult three-week stretch. They were at Baltimore, at Minnesota. They just beat the Rams. Do you see any sense of a letdown coming here?
Well, you know I'm a situational guy, Joe, and boy, this is a tough spot for the Saints. You look at what they've done. They come off, they've played four of their last five games they played on the road before they played the Rams last week, and then here they are right back out on the road again. Before they played the Rams, they had that monster revenge game against Minnesota. Remember how they got knocked out of the playoffs the year before. Now they go to Cincinnati, and who do they got up next? They got the Super Bowl champs, Philadelphia. If there was ever a flat spot for the Saints, this is it. And you've got a dome team going out on the road playing in Cincinnati in November. That can always be a not fun experience. I have Cincinnati plus the points here. We're without A.J. Green with Cincinnati, though, and that's where you're seeing a little bit of the line jump as well. I still think with the week off, they've got a shot. It's the right spot for them. I'll take the home dog.
New England coming off a huge Sunday night win over Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. They're going to lay about 6.5 on the road against the Tennessee team operating on a short week after that Monday night win at Dallas. Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, bad spot for Tennessee. At least they're at home in this one, not like one of the other Monday night participant. But you look at this one, New England, you know, it's always tough to step in front of the Patriots. They've won six in a row. Five of the last six against the spread, and the one that they didn't cover was by a half a point. But you got to wonder, going on the road and playing Tennessee after the Green Bay game, it's just not a good spot for them. If you look at the road games, the four road games that New England's had, they lost at Jacksonville, they lost at Detroit. They could have lost that Chicago game. They struggled in that game, gave up 31 points. A couple special teams plays is what got them the win. And then they beat Buffalo, and that just doesn't even count. And they needed a pick six to cover the spread in that one late. I got to go with Tennessee here plus the points. Vrabel gets to go against his old mentor. Let's see what he can do. I'll take Tennessee. Their games are ugly to watch, but they're in all of them. I'll take Tennessee plus the points.
Nothing sharp about laying 10 on the road, but when it comes to the Oakland Raiders, Marco, I've had a front row seat to this team all season. They stink, and they look like they have absolutely packed it in on John Gruden. I've got no problem laying the points with the Chargers. Am I crazy?
Well, that's the only way you can play this game. I cannot put any money on the Raiders. And, Joe, there's going to be math guys out there that will look at this and just take the home dog because of the 10 points. I can't do it. The Chargers are quietly one of the best teams in the NFL. Do you realize that going back to last season, this team is 16-4 straight up their last 20 games. And the four losses, New England, the Rams, and Kansas City twice.
The Rams laying 9.5 against Seattle. Now, here's the thing about the Rams. Everybody loves the offense, and they are a fantastic football team with a great head coach in Sean McVay. But they don't cover spreads. If you go back, I think they've covered one over the last 5 or 6 weeks. That's a lot of points against a Seattle team coming off a tough loss to the Chargers.
Yeah, and the Rams, they're carrying that weight of everybody knowing that they are the team that's supposed to go to the Super Bowl out of the NFC. But you look at the schedule they played. Well, you talk about teams that have rough schedules. They just played 4 out of 5 games on the road. Tough schedule for them, and then they played back-to-back monster games against Green Bay and the Saints. Now they come home, and yes, this is a division game, and you're not supposed to look past the division opponent, but look who they got on deck next. Another marquee game. The other team that's getting all of the love and ink this year, Kansas City. It's a horrible spot for the Rams, and their defense is what is hurting them. They're giving up way too many points, Joe. Yes, the Saints can score points, but Aaron Rodgers went up and down the field like most teams he does that against. But you look at the other teams. Seattle scored 31 in the first meeting. Minnesota scored 31 against them. There's no home field advantage here playing at this stadium. I go with Seattle plus the points.
Sunday Night Football, the Eagles laying 7 against the Cowboys. Philly off the bye, which was preceded by the London game, in which they were able to beat the Jaguars and hang on for the cover. The Cowboys haven't won a single game on the road this season, and they are very poorly coached. Do you see this being a close football game?
Well, everything says you're supposed to go against Dallas in this one. And I want to pull the trigger, and it's a horrible scheduling spot. You talked about the short week for Tennessee. Well, this is the short week for Dallas, and it's not only the short week for Dallas. It's short week on the road, and then they're playing a team that is coming off a bye. That's not supposed to happen in the scheduling. It's just an unfair advantage to Philadelphia. But I think this line is just too high. Philadelphia has not demonstrated to me this year that they're the team that they were last year. The defense is not playing the way they are. But do I want the Cowboys? No. The only way I'm playing this game, Joe, is I'm taking Philadelphia on teasers. I don't see Philadelphia winning or losing at home, but I'm scared to lay the 7, but I don't want any parts of the Cowboys, so that leaves me on a Sunday night teaser, and that's going to leave the books in a bad spot as well on Sunday night because they're going to have a lot of Philadelphia teasers to close the day.
Monday Night Football, the Niners laying 3.5 against the Giants. This is insane. The Niners are a 2-win team riddled with injuries. They have very little home field advantage, and they're on a third-string quarterback, and the money's coming in on them. They were 2.5, then 3, then 3.5. How bad are the Giants?
Yeah, the Giants are that bad, but I got to tell you, Joe, when this game, and I handicapped it, and it's Monday night, and you know I do one of our buddies' podcasts, and we always have to do the Monday night game on it.
Don't you dare promote Gil Alexander.
I have to handicap the game, and it's a situation. I look at the Giants, and I think of the Godfather movie where Al Pacino goes, just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in. I got to take the Giants here, Joe. It's a perfect spot for the Giants. They're coming off their bye week. Yes, they're a team with 1 win. When are you going to show up to play a game? Well, it's going to be a nationally televised standalone game. Nobody wants to be embarrassed. So with the extra week to prepare and the Monday night factor, then you look at San Francisco, throw out that game against the Raiders because, as you said, the Raiders have quit. They're the worst team in football at this point, the way they're playing. And San Francisco had a quarterback that wasn't even announced to what, maybe 2 hours before game time, and that line just went crazy last week. Now we've got film on Nick Mullins. Granted, it's only one game, but at least they got something to prepare for. And, you know, for Mullins, he got to come in there. He found out he probably knew before, but still, there's a big difference of knowing that you're quarterbacking way in advance, you know, as a rookie like this, instead of just throwing him into the fire. I don't see him doing the same thing again. I'll take the Giants, but I'm putting a disclaimer. If the Giants don't come through in this spot, which is ideal for them, they are totally off my card the rest of the season.
Before I let you go, is there anything we didn't talk about that you might be keeping your eye on?
No, actually, that podcast that we talk about, I give a best bet each week, and that was the Cincinnati play. I just think it's a bad spot for the Saints. This would be the one that would get the books back with their heads above water after what happened the last couple of weeks, because nobody's going to want Cincinnati. I like them. And the other one we didn't talk about, that's kind of the same situation. Everybody's back in love with the Falcons. Let's not get too carried away. Look at the three teams that they played. I know they beat up on Washington last week, but Washington, I think, has been doing it with smoke and mirrors this season. Cleveland, second week now with the head coach. Last week was a total bad spot for them, firing a head coach and an offensive coordinator. Joe, I don't know if that's ever happened in the same week in season in the NFL. So that had to be total chaos preparing for the game last week. Now they've got a second week to try. I think Cleveland might be a live underdog this week.
You know, it's okay. You can mention the Beating the Book podcast hosted by the great Gil Alexander. He's a good friend of the show. There are no enemies here. The Sharp 600 is friends with everyone.
Hey, no problem. Hey, it's your show. I got to let you call the shout-out.
Pro better, handicapper. Check him out at wagertalk.com, on Twitter at Marco in Vegas. The great Marco D'Angelo joining us here on the Sharp 600. Buddy, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck this weekend. Love you very much.
Anytime, Joe.
Don't you worry, son. It will all be over soon.
All right. 3-1 last week in the NFL. 20-16 on the year. That does not include our 6-point teasers. Those are kept separately. 7-2 on the season. Let's see if we can make some more money this week. First game up, Jacksonville +3 at Indianapolis, Sunday, 1 Eastern, 10 Pacific, Lucas Oil Stadium. This is the Hold Your Nose special of the week because we're backing a Jaguars team that has dropped 4 straight while failing to cover the number in every single one of those instances. However, there is a silver lining. For starters, Jacksonville is 8-3 against the spread in their last 11 trips to Indy and 7-1 against the spread over the last 8 years when coming off their bye week. That last note is of particular importance because of the following trend that also applies to the Philadelphia Eagles. Since 2015, teams that play in London and then go on the bye are 15-5 straight up and 16-3-1 against the spread when coming off that aforementioned bye week. The Jags battled the Eagles in London 2 weeks ago, and then both teams took the week off, so grab the field goal in the spot with Jacksonville. Game number 2, it's the Chicago Bears, -6.5 against the Detroit Lions, Sunday, 1 Eastern, 10 Pacific, Soldier Field. Two teams, two very, very different stories here as the Bears transition from a 38-31 home loss to the Patriots in Week 7 to back-to-back wins over the Jets and Bills by a combined score of 65-19. Khalil Mack is back healthy and ready to go, not to mention the fact that Chicago is 7-3 against the spread over its last 10 games overall and 4-1 against the spread over its last 5 home games. As for Detroit, last week we asked ourselves what the mindset was like in that locker room after watching the franchise's most prolific receiver in Golden Tate find himself traded to Philadelphia at the deadline. The answer? Brutal, as evidenced by the Lions' atrocious 24-9 loss at Minnesota last Sunday. Big number here, but Chicago's defense will pave the way for a win and a cover. I also like Chicago in any 6-point teaser plays you may be considering this week. Game number 3, we talked about it earlier. It's the Chargers laying 10 at Oakland, Sunday, 4:05 Eastern, 1:05 Pacific, Oakland Alameda Coliseum. No sense in overcomplicating this one when the situation calls for brevity. The Raiders have quit, plain and simple. The offense is averaging 11 points per game over the last 4 weeks. The defense has surrendered 26 or more in 6 straight, and these guys have covered just 5-point spreads over their last 22 games overall. The Chargers have done the opposite of quit. Phillip Rivers and company have won 5 straight and are 5-1 against the spread over their last 6 meetings with the Raiders. Lay down the cash and move on with your life. The Chargers are going to roll in this one. And finally, Sunday Night Football, Philadelphia laying 7, hosting Dallas, Sunday, 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific, Lincoln Financial Field. A lot of reasons to like Philly in this one, starting with the fact that Dallas is poorly coached, as well as 0-4 straight up and 1-3 against the spread on the road this season, losing by an average of approximately 1 touchdown per game. Take note of that. If teams don't travel well, if they don't play well on the road, they aren't good. That is pretty much, to me, the number one reason for why a team is talented, the ability to win and compete on the road. Now, back to the issue at hand. Philly is off their bye while the Cowboys are averaging, or I should say working, on a short week following that 14-point home loss to the average at best Tennessee Titans. But the primary reason we're backing the champs in this spot has to do with the following trend. Since 2015, teams that play in London and then serve their bye week are 15-5 straight up and 16-3-1 against the spread when coming off that bye week. Philly beat Jacksonville at Wembley Stadium in London 2 weeks ago and had the week off last Sunday, so they fit this trend to a T, lay the touchdown with the birds. To recap, your straight-up picks this week, Jacksonville plus 3 at Indy. Lay the 6.5 with Chicago over Detroit. I also think Chicago makes for a great 6-point teaser play. Lay the 10 with the Chargers at Oakland. Lay the 7 with Philly over Dallas on Sunday Night Football. Your 6-point teaser of the week. Take the Chargers from minus 10 to minus 4 at Oakland. Take the Eagles from minus 7 to minus 1 hosting Dallas. That's a wrap, boys and girls. Thanks so much for your continued support. Enjoy your weekends. Be well and best of luck.